Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have 8 games left in their regular season and no choice now but to go on a season-long win streak to save their campaign. Keep their playoff hopes alive tonight. They need points. And their next opportunity to get back into a winning way is tonight against Colorado in the back end of a home-and-home set. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, and this one's underway in the Blackhawks' control. Loose puck in front of the Ab net, pulled out by Comfort. He'll carry to center ice. Moves it to McKinnon over the hawk line, left wing. He fires a big save by Crawford as he did the splits, and a follow-up shot by Comfort is into the glove of Corey Crawford. Magnificent save there by Crawford to keep the score where it is. Moves it to the left circle. McKinnon, he tried to center, picked off by Saad. Here come the Hawks shorthanded. Saad through center ice over the Ab line down the left wing. He shoots, and a glove save made by Grubauer. And now Kane got it back in the right corner, tried to feed the puck in front, picked off by Johnson. He'll pass up the left wing, McKinnon at center ice, crossing the hawk line with speed, stopping along the half board, but lost the puck. Gustafson spins it ahead to Strome at center ice over the Ab line. Over to Perlini in front, he goes from backhand to forehand and fires, and he just missed the net. And the puck is cleared down ice by Comfort. Kane dishes to DeBrinket in the high slot. DeBrinket to the line, tried to flip it in deep to the corner. Colin Wilson picked it off. Duncan Keith trying to lift Wilson's stick. Wilson works it free to Jost over the hawk line to Comfort down the slot. Put it back in front for Jost. And Connor Murphy was able to lay down and knock that pass away. Came to very high slot. To McKinnon, top of the right circle. Down to the bottom of the right circle. Then to Barry, top of the left circle. He shoots and scores. Another 5-on-3 power play goal. And the Avalanche take a 1-0 lead. And they'll stay on the power play for the next 43 seconds. Nisimov and Soderberg on the draw. Nisimov wins it to Seaver. Great point. Long shot. He scores! And it might have been Nisimov tipping that one past the goaltender, Grubauer. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at once. To Murphy along the right board. He spins it down behind the net. Grubauer tried to play it. Kane got it back, put it in front for Taves, and a point-blank shot is stopped by Grubauer with a butterfly save, and he'll hold on to the puck. Girard moves the puck up the left wing to center ice. Kerfoot now knocks it to the Hawk blue line. And Slater Cuckoo sends it along the near glass at center ice. Camp flips it back into the Hawk zone, and there's the horn. And the Avalanche came in here to get at least 1 point. Well, they have. And now we'll find out who gets the extra point here in overtime. Saad got the puck near corner Hawk zone. Passing to Keith through center ice over the Ab line. Down the left wing. Keith on the net. Shoots, he scores! Hawks win in overtime! Duncan Keith charging into the Ab zone down the left wing. And he rips it past Grubauer. And the Hawks losing streak goes by the board. They beat the Avalanche here tonight in overtime. 2-1.